A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." The young man asked Jesus, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to Jesus, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Whenever I hear or read the story of the rich young man, I wish we could find out what really finally happened to him. I want to hear the rest of the story. In my imagination, I can picture him talking to his widowed mother and using his wealth to open a home for widows. Or perhaps he came upon the 10 lepers who were cured, and knowing how poverty-stricken they must have been, he is compelled to divide his wealth among them. Without money, then, the young man is free to join Jesus, and we know then that his joy is complete. Wouldn't one of those have been a great outcome for our rich young man? And I think you could probably think of a few yourself. We might be tempted to think that this story is about wealth and its power to keep us separated from God. It is true that acquiring material things can be addictive, and that even religious can be tempted to hold on to their worldly possessions. But I think that this gospel asks us to reflect on anything that we might refuse to let go of. Some things come to my mind: youth, independence, prestige, security, comfort, tradition, predictability, fear, and many others. Now, these issues are certainly not all mine, although I can lay claim to a few of them. The rich young man's apparent refusal to let go of his wealth denied him the opportunity to follow Jesus without reserve. Do we suffer the same consequences when we refuse to let go of anything that separates us from following Jesus? I invite you today to take a few moments to reflect what you are holding on to and consider what the rest of your story could be.